A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you are determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you had killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he might give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. So is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. This is an old story, perhaps as old as mankind. People who believe they have power are always trying to silence truth. Did they succeed? Not yet. They never will. Those who hold to power at all costs do not have the wisdom shown by Gamaliel, a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, and a member of the council that was gathered to judge Peter and the apostles, a man respected by all the people. This wise man stood up and addressed the other members of the council. He told them, "I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone, because if this plan or this undertaking is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. In that case, you may even be found fighting against God." People who think they have power always forget two very important things: that their power is very limited, and that truth is God. Jesus himself said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, and the Father and I are one." Therefore, true power comes from God, and truth in men also comes from God. Humans forget this at their own risk. Indeed, God shares his power and truth with mankind so that they may have life and have it abundantly. Many an empire arose, and abusing their human power, imagined that they could last forever. They were ruined by their own misuse of power. Remember Nebuchadnezzar's dream and a huge statue with its head made of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its middle and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, and its feet partly of iron, partly of clay. A stone, not cut by human hands, struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay, and broke them in pieces. The statue was broken and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, so that not a trace of them could be found. But the stone that struck the statue became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And that stone is Jesus Christ. When Jesus was brought before Pilate to be condemned to death, Pilate boasted, "Do you refuse to speak to me? Do you not know that I have power to release you and power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given you from above." When the apostles were arrested and brought before the council, the high priest addressed them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in the name of this man." The apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than any human authority. We are witnesses to the things Jesus did and said, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." Convinced by Gamaliel's advice, the council let them go, but not before having ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus. The apostles were flogged, and they rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. This is an old story. Jesus condemned to death by Pilate, and the apostles persecuted by the powers that be, are only a repetition of the attempt by power to silence truth. Presently, there is an ongoing attempt to silence truth. Christians are being persecuted in many ways, even in our days. And not only Christians, but also all those who truly believe in God and share His truth, although Christians are the most targeted group. The Bible readings during the Easter season are meant to encourage us to be faithful to God. Addressing His disciples just before His Passion, Jesus told them, "In the world you face persecution, but take courage, I have conquered the world." Following in the footsteps of Peter and the apostles, the Church invites us to obey God rather than men when the ways of the world contradict God's will. And let us pray that all may abandon their sinful ways and be converted to the one true God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world may be saved through Him. Those who believe in Him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already. History teaches us that those who do not follow God's ways are condemned to repeat their past mistakes up to their tragic end. It is true, those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it.